Matt Slick on Wikipedia, it says you define yourself in terms of including amillennial, non-cessationist, covenantal. Yep. Which are the ones they tried to look up, but luckily Wikipedia makes it incredibly difficult to understand what they are. Can you give some brief explanations of them? Yes. Amillennial is the eschatological position. Eschatology, from the Greek eschatos, which means end. So it's a teaching of the end times, like the rapture and the millennium, the return of Christ, are all topics of eschatology. Now, there are three main branches of the millennial view, millennium being the thousand-year reign of Christ. There's the pre-mill, a-mill, post-mill view. And the premillennial view says that we are before the literal 1,000-year reign of Christ, that we are pre-millennial. That's the pre-millennial view. Amillennialism means that there is no literal 1,000-year reign of Christ. The a is the negator, like agnostic, doesn't know. Atheist, there is no God. Amillennial, there's no millennium, except that really what it means is there is a millennium, it's just not a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ. Oh, who taught amillennialism early? Oh, Paul, Jesus, you know, people like that. So that's one, that's a view, and I'm amillennial. So I believe that we are in the millennial reign of Christ. I believe it's a figurative thousand-year reign, figurative term. That's what I believe, and I can give reasons why I believe it that are I believe biblically sufficient so that people would say, well, okay, I can see why he would say that. All right. The post-millennial view teaches that the time of Christ's rule and the time of the Christians on the earth will explode, and that through the preaching, the teaching, and the conversion of people into the world, the world, or into the kingdom of God, the world will be basically converted and will, in a sense, usher in the return of Christ. That's post-millennialism. And I definitely don't agree with that. Now, dispensationalism invented pre-mill. I would tend to agree with you. I do. I couldn't prove that, but I tend to agree with that. Namus, relate to any of that? Namus? I don't know what namus is, but namos, N-O-M-O-S, is a transliteration of the Greek law, namos, I don't know. Let's see, then there's preterists, partial preterists. Preterists believe that everything in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Revelation was fulfilled basically right around 70 A.D. And I don't hold to that for one second. Some all-mills hold that the papacy is the Antichrist. I'm an all-millennialist who does believe the papacy is Antichrist. Not that the Pope is the Antichrist. He may or may not be in the future. But I believe that official Roman Catholic theology is Antichrist. That's what I definitely, definitely believe. I've said it on my radio show over the air, and I'll continue to say it. Yes, they do. They hold the co-redemptrix function of Mary, which is horrible.